Section 3. You will hear two students called Jane and Mark talking to their tutor about the project assignments for their senior thesis. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 23. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 23.
So, you were both given your project assignments for your senior thesis today, right?
Yes, and we already have to submit our topics next week.
But how could they give us a grade this soon?
No, next week's due date will not be counted towards your final grade. The teachers are just going to read your topic and give you feedback.
Oh, I see. So first we should come up with our topics, and then what?
Well, once you know what you want to study, you need to think about how you'll study it. You need to decide on your research methods. The methods will be the main part of your paper.
What about the results section?
Well, I can give you feedback on that, but you will be the one carrying out an experiment, and thus will have to produce the results on your own. What I would like to do today is practice writing research papers before you even begin your report. I'll give you samples of old data from past experience, and you can practice writing results and drawing conclusions.
I think that would be really helpful.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of extra work, but I'm sure it would make our actual project easier.
You're exactly right. So let's get started. First, let's try this simple experiment on fruit flies. Read the information and then take 25 minutes to summarize a results and conclusion section. That's really important. Pay attention to the time limit.
Okay. Does it still have to be 6,000 words?
No, don't worry about that.
What if we get off topic?
I wouldn't worry too much. You'll have so much information to write about that it should be easy to stay on topic.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 24 to 30. Now listen carefully and answer questions 24 to 30.
But what about other sources?
Well, for this assignment, you can use the one from your textbook. In your actual paper, you should find old experiments that support your topic.
So do we need to find different types of sources? For instance, should I be conducting lots of interviews to use in my paper?
No, there's no need to conduct lots of interviews or anything like that.
Okay, I'm ready to get started. I'm still a little confused, though, on how we should format our paper.
Don't worry about it for now, but on your final paper, make sure to pay attention to the format. It should follow the guidelines exactly.
Oh, man, I'm starting to understand why they give us all semester to do this. Are there any other small details like that we should know about?
Not a whole lot. Make sure you provide two copies, one for your teacher, of course, but one for yourself as well. And of course, you know the due date, right?
It's April the 11th, right?
What? No, it's May 11th, right?
Yes, the due date is May 11. Write it down.
Oh, wow, yeah, I need to note it. Also, I'm having trouble finding information on my topic. What if I can't find enough good sources?
It's all right to change your topic. Just make sure to do it before the beginning of April.
Oh, really? Wow, I'm definitely going to change it then.
Just make sure to write a note to your teacher letting him or her know.
Okay, so getting back to writing this sample paper, where do we start? Should I just explain the experiment and what happened?
Well, you need to start with your hypothesis. what you think will happen, and then describe your procedure. Then you can write up the results and your conclusions.
Oh, boy. I don't know if I can handle any more instructions.
That is the end of section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 4.